Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On The Sofa, but before you do so, I need a massive favour from you. And that favour is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On The Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello, and welcome back to On The Sofa with Colson, Jack, I'm Ben. Now, coming up in today's bite-sized episode is, do you know Paul from The Traitors?
Is he nice or a bit shitter?
He said, how old are you?
Yeah.
I said, how old do you think I am? And he went, I don't know, same age as me.
How old do you think you look?
25. Okay, so it's Monday. Let's get this party started. Let's kick the episode off. How do we kick it off?
If you've got a conundrum, you come to Colson.
Do. This week.
Do.
This week's conundrum comes in from Sav in Birmingham.
Oh.
And guess what Sav says?
Boys.
Boys, of course. Boys. Here we go. Boys, I work quite high up in a well-known bank, so I spend most of my week commuting to and from meetings in London. I've been headhunted by another bank, but it would involve working full-time from their offices in London and relocating. Now, it's a really good job with more money, but I love living in Brum and I miss being around my family and friends. What should I do? P.S. I'm already 90% sure on what I want to do. I'm just looking for reassurance. I'm not mad enough to fully leave a life decision down to you podcast.
Right.
Firstly, you probably should trust us, shouldn't you, to make this decision, I would say.
I don't see the point in sending in a conundrum if it's not a life decision.
Yeah, and I hope you haven't...
If you're not serious about it. Whatever we say... Yeah. He's doing, because that's the conundrum.
Mm. Also, I personally...
You might not like it, but would be, Sav, that's
I'd be very upset, and I would almost feel cheated if Sav has already responded by the time he listens to this response.
Yeah, I won't be banking. I won't be banking with Sav.
Whoever, so whatever well-known bank.
It's moving to London.
Moving to London. Will he move to London?
This is it. He's been headhunted, but they'd have to. He'd have
I
to
feel this is a
office.
Question for you two, because obviously I did move to London. So I think Sav should.
But then I don't have a family, and he loves where he's living, and relocating his family, moving away from his friends, is it worth it for
that
more
money?
That
sounds perfect. I'd drop my friends and family in a heartbeat to go and live somewhere else and have more money and a better job. Instantly. Instant yes.
You wouldn't even say goodbye. You wouldn't even pack.
I would
just get straight on the train. What happened to Jack? He went to London.
Yeah.
I also would take the job in London.
Yep.
There we go. No conundrum. The conundrum was, Sav, why you wrote in at all. That's my conundrum. Why bother?
Nah.
It's a job with more money. Just get yourself to London. You'll be fine.
What do you think Sav's swaying towards?
Birmingham's not going anywhere.
No.
He could go back.
Yeah.
It's not
that. Hey, and if you're making that much money, have a place in both.
And you can buy some new friends.
Yeah, you can buy friends.
The one thing that I would say,
you can buy all of it.
Yeah,
is really important when you're taking on like a higher profile job, a job with more power and more money, is that you just need to make sure that you still have time to listen to your favourite podcasts, don't you?
Well, it's easy. He's on the train or he's in London. Or he will be listening to it.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure Sav's been completely honest about his conundrum. I think he's made the choice. I think he's moving. Sav, tell us what you've decided.
Yeah, please do tell us what you've decided.
I think these conundrums only ever come with, you need to know that they've made the decision based
boys,
on...
Boys, I did what you said.
I did what you said, boys.
I dumped
it's really gone to shit. Yeah. What would you suggest now? No, we won't reply. Conundrum's only one way. We only hear it once, then that's the life choice.
Like it's a computer game. We just keep... real life Sims. Yeah.
You've had your go, Sav. You're moving to London. That's it, three. Go.
Remember, if you have got a conundrum and you want our expert advice, simply write in. You can get in touch with us any way you want, and we will get the conundrum onto the show. Jackie P, you've had plenty to say today, and now is your chance to tell us what you would regard as Jack's hidden gem of the week.
Gem. I can't remember if I've mentioned it. It's Anatomy of the Fall.
A Fall.
Is it A Fall?
I think it's Anatomy of a Fall.
It won that Palme d'Or.
Mm.
Cannes Film Festival.
Mm. It's up for an Oscar.
Yep.
She's up for the Oscar, isn't she? Mm. She's up for Best Actress. She was in that
brilliant... When is the Oscars?
March, I think. She was in that brilliant... It was either Danish or Swedish film. It was her and her dad. And it was the name of someone. She's very good.
Yeah, she is good.
Yeah.
She is good, to be fair.
Worth watching. What's it on?
It's on your Apple and it's on your Prime.
Oh, how much?
You can rent. I think it's about £4.
Those are the prices.
But it's an Oscar-nom film.
Yeah, give you
so
that.
It's a big... And it won Palme d'Or, Cannes. So it's a critically acclaimed film.
Have you watched it?
I have watched it twice.
Wow.
I've watched it. I watched it with the kids and my mum. And then I watched it with Hanny and her family later on. So I thought, I went, have a go at this, watch it. It's a biggie. It's 2.5.
Ooh, is it?
2.5.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you know I've had the old man flu?
Should I tell you what it's about quickly?
Oh, go on.
Quickly.
Your flu?
Husband and wife and a kid.
Yeah.
Living in the French Alps.
Mm-hmm.
Mum's asleep one day. Kid goes out for a walk with dog. Dad falls off the roof and he's dead.
Mm.
Kid comes home from walk, sees dad dead. Mum, dad's dead. Let's ring the ambulance and police. They come, they arrest her for murder, and it's the trial.
I like it.
And you have to sort of work out what you think's gone on.
I like it.
It is good.
Yeah,
it's really
I like
good.
That. What I was going to say is a bad man flu, so I've watched all the Harry Potters.
Oof.
Is that what you did?
Well, I didn't watch the first three. I started at Goblet of Fire.
What's the first
What's
three?
That, the whole weekend?
Philosopher.
I wasn't well. And I'm not good at not doing all, am I?
So, sitting watching Harry Potter?
Well, it makes me feel like I'm kind of semi-doing something. I also,
it's work.
I also watched a lot of films at the cinema as well.
What did you watch at the cinema?
I watched Mean Girls.
I've heard it's not that mean.
It's not. I mean, it's the same film. It's the same script with songs.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's a musical.
I genuinely felt like I'd watched that film before, but done better.
Right.
Yeah, it's a musical.
Chip.
That's what he's saying.
I think everybody I know Chip. And everybody who's come
he's
out
giving
and
it
said
the
it's shit.
Yeah. I don't want to say it. Shit.
Yeah.
It was like that remake of Ghostbusters.
They didn't need to make a remake.
No.
It was only bloody not even 20 years old, is it? Or is it just? And then Argyle. Argyle, you two, not
Henry
for you.
Cavill.
Not for you. Producer Henry, you'd like it.
Henry Cavill's
never been like, it's like
I didn't find him
just
a great
like a Kingsman
Superman.
For adults.
No.
I didn't find him a great Superman, Henry Cavill.
No.
Henry Cavill. Have you ever heard Jimmy Harkshan's Henry Cavill story?
No.
So he's in France, in Paris, yeah? He's like been on a motorbike ride. He parks up at this cafe, leaves his motorbike, goes inside, sat sipping away on a coffee. And he said he's looking at this guy and he can't stop looking at him. He's like, most beautiful man I've ever seen. Drop dead gorgeous. And he just like, I thinks he recognises him or thinks he knows him, but doesn't. And he's like, it's Paris, could be anyone. And as he's leaving, the guy like steps at Jimmy's table and looks like, stops. And Jimmy looks up from his coffee and the guy goes, hi, Dev. And Jimmy goes, hi, Superman. And he just walked out.
Oh. It's questionable there whether Dev is actually Superman. You wouldn't see them in the same spot, would you?
You wouldn't.
Hi, Dev. Hi, Superman. That's really good. Only to Dev.
Hi,
yeah.
Dev.
Hi,
Superman.
Hi, Dev.
As if he's gone up to him and said hi.
Hi, Dev. As if someone's gone up to him and gone, hello, Superman. like hi, that's Dev. The response, hi, which is brilliant, isn't it? Hi, Dev. Hi, Superman.
Perfect.
Like, we really are those people.
We are the same. You and I.
Very good.
Mr. Ben Price, do you have a top five for us?
Right. So now I know it's not how it's come out. Mm. Valentine's Day. We've had Valentine's Day. Mm. I was thinking about top five Valentine's Day gifts. Give or receive. Flowers in there.
Flowers. Box of chocolates, the old box of chocolates.
Box of chocolates, flowers are in there. Flowers. What's an absolute card.
Cards are good. Card with meaningful writing.
What's a banker? What's an absolute flowers?
Valentine's Day card. I can say this because it will have been Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's got a picture of Harry from The Traitors on and it says, I'm 100% faithful. It made me piss.
That's what they said in the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
100%. What I loved about Traitors, never seen anything like that. We got into it, my daughter, whatever. It's when people are utterly convinced. I know they are 100% faithful. And then they're a traitor.
Mm.
But they're convinced themselves.
Do you know Paul from The Traitors at the TV Choice Awards?
You met him, photo.
He was having a chat.
Is he nice or a bit shitty?
He said, how old are you?
Yeah.
I said, how old do you think I am? And he went, I 40. Don't know, same age as me. And I went, how old are you? And he went, 35.
He thought you were 35.
It's awful, isn't it? It's awful.
It was only awful if you think you look old.
But everybody obviously does.
I've had the guy on Antiques Roadshow asking me if I've got kids. And then I've had Paul from The Traitors telling me, I look like I'm 35.
How old do you think you look?
25.
Hard paper round. Tough paper round.
I've been on TV since I was 10. It's
yeah, but
it's
you're not down the mine.
Dude. It's a fucking it's rough not. Old
weathered,
dude,
weathered Jack. Face. Weathered. It's all that running you do, weathered face.
Yeah.
He said you were 35.
I looked younger before I lost weight. And then losing weight's made me look even more.
I suppose if you're fat, I don't know, stretch your skin, so you, less wrinkles. And then as you lose all the weight, you go.
Apparently, as well, my posture doesn't help my frown lines. Apparently, when I sit up straight, my frown lines are like less prominent. Anyway, Botox is the answer, isn't it?
It gave you the 35. Yeah. And then what did it? Was it awkward after that?
Well, not awkward, because I kind of laughed it off. And then it's the best way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. I thought that. It's funny being on those shows, isn't it? Because then it moves to the next show. So he's an awards dude, but then the next Traitors, he's
the
not.
The next series starts. Yeah. I was trying to do the massive day. Do you reckon there's... So Love Island's been on for, 8 years? Do you reckon there's been more Love Islanders than there has been soap stars in the history of soap than that? I bet it's fucking.
Oh, you mean because they change the entire cast every year?
You're talking 40 a series, 2 series a year.
Is the 40 in the series?
I mean,
no, not in Love Island, is there?
I don't know, but there's different countries have Love Island.
And
so it's
15 boys,
well.
15 girls, maybe.
But then they have that Casa-a-Mar thing. When I basically were trying to work out what's more.
I went to the rugby. I was sat in the rugby on the thing. We're on a table. I went with Gareth, who plays Todd. And I was next to, I would look next to me, and you get the cards, don't you, around the table. This was this weekend.
Name places.
And there was loads of names. It was Joe Calzaghe and something like that. And then some other names I didn't recognise. Mm. And then I went, oh, I'm next to Andrew Ridgely. So I was next to Andrew Ridgely from Wham. And then the other two lads, I didn't know who they were. And they were from Love Island.
Mm. Okay.
One had come sixth, one had won it.
Mm. Same but season.
Different seasons. Okay. And I was talking to them about it, and I've never seen A Daughter Loves It. Mm. But then I realised you are literally only as good for that tiny bit of time that you've won it. Then the next one comes, even if you won it, you're old news.
I reckon each series makes five successful influencers and makes one successful TV personality.
I think it's even less now.
That.
But they were lovely lads. TV,
like, Liv Atwood's the only one who's like,
they were really nice people. They were lovely lads, really nice guys. And they went, it's quite, I thought, gosh, that's quite hard, though. It's quite hard, isn't it? Like, we're used to being on telly, but they're not. Suddenly they are loads, and then suddenly they're not.
They've got a series at the moment, which is All Stars, which is like the best of the best going back in. And it's like, isn't it interesting that that's an option, is to go back in and like do it again. It's bizarre, isn't it? But then you're looking.
But then I suppose characters in a show or a drama or whatever can
go
back.
What he said, and I got this, what we were talking about was the difference between us getting recognised or being on telly for a long, long time, like 25 years, 30 years. We've all been on telly for a long time now. And then he said, yeah, but you're a character. I've literally gone on the show, when people shout my name, it's me.
It's me.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, yeah, I never thought about that. So he said, anything I've decided to do in that show is him.
Him.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's weird. So everyone thinks they know
that's him. That's but him. He's also playing a character
he's
as playing, well.
Yeah, he is. But then people don't
people
understand
don't
that.
Get that.
They think, oh, no, that's
oh,
him.
Oh, no, that's you all the time.
We were doing top five Valentine's Day
So we've
gifts.
Got chocolates, flowers, card, two
underwear,
more.
Knickers, underwear, knickers.
Ooh. Knickers for you?
No. Knickers.
When you, so when you say...
I knew that, he fell right
when,
into it.
Hang on.
Knickers for you? No. Not knickers for me, Ben.
When you say in underwear, are you saying sexy underwear?
Yeah, that's a standard, isn't it?
Interesting. Suggestive.
The dental
floss. Jack doing his... I'll have some.
What would you do if she bought you like some tighty whities and were like did really tight?
I wear knickers. I wear Calvin Klein knickers.
You do. You don't wear boxers, do you? You wear.
So that's
wear
four, shorts. Five.
So it's knickers.
A dog. Be good.
Dog's ballsy.
That's big for a Valentine's.
Puppy.
That's big for Valentine's.
Else, a few brownie points in that, isn't there? If you're giving him a fucking dog.
Would you rather go out or have a home cooked meal on Valentine's Day?
Go out, don't you? Go out.
You go out usually. Having said that,
rammed.
I'm doing the cooking, I think.
What are you having?
Well, no, you're cooking tonight.
Yeah,
you're cooking tomorrow.
Cooking
but it's not Valentine's.
I'm not going out tomorrow. Not can't be asked.
What are you cooking tomorrow?
I don't know.
For Valentine's Day?
Fajitas. I'll do them.
Well, thanks for that, Jack. It's very... Do you know what, Ben? Romance isn't dead.
I think the chocolates are number one. Did we say that? No, flowers.
I think flowers number one. Chocolates in two. Three.
Food.
Card.
Four.
Underwear.
Smell nice.
That's
five.
All you ever want.
Five underwear.
Fucking smell nice.
Smell nice. That's all he wants, smell nice. Did you call it smell nice before I called it smell nice? No. But he now says smell nice. I think it's brilliant.
Also, she got me that for Valentine's Day, some perfume.
Did she?
Yeah. How do you know it's tomorrow?
No, because we went out and bought it earlier.
I would
Oh, Hannes, what are you getting? What's Alexa getting? What are you buying, Poppy?
Card and I'll cook for her tomorrow. I've got one dish and one dish only.
That
what is it? What's it? Toad in the hole?
No, it's not toad. We're married with a kid. There's no toad in the hole. chicken and chorizo pasta. I learned it at uni and I've specialised it.
Very strong dish that, actually. Should we be expecting that?
Yeah.
Garlic bread.
Garlic bread, yeah.
Very strong, good. Mm, there like we go, it. Great.
Speaking of strong and good, have we had any strong and good respondents from our listeners?
No, WhatsApp, remember. WhatsApp, remember, just messages or voice notes to AM till 4 AM, no phone calls. Nah, in response to the conundrum about the hugs. When I worked in a pub, I haven't always been head of pest control, brackets, very good. I hugged a customer once who had been mugged on the way to the pub. Every time he came into the pub, he tried to hug me after.
Again.
One day I said to him, "You don't need to hug me anymore, so you can stop trying to hug me." He reported me to the boss for being unfriendly. That's not very nice. We've had a mixed response there,
mixed
from the boys.
Mixed bag.
Magda O-ring in response to famous people who we could play in films. I could see Jack playing a notorious mafia wise guy.
I can't.
Or a famous artist.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, Dali. Perhaps, she's just said perhaps Salvador Dali with his iconic, whoa! Magda, me and you. He's a brilliant actor. I'm sure he'd pull it off.
Yeah, nice.
And then nothing for me and you, Coulson, fuck all.
Fuck all.
Thank you, Magda. Fuck
all. So Jack's got a big
Jack's
Hollywood
Salvador
brain.
Dali, great. Yeah. Someone who didn't want to be named.
I like this.
Hey, fellas, don't read my name out on this one, but we have neighbours who are swingers.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. Here
have you
go.
Seen, according to the Red Top papers, that I have branded you as a swinger?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
have you?
Big story.
I haven't seen that.
I've revealed your biggest secret and I've outed you as a swinger.
Okay, fine.
So I'm sorry for doing that.
That's fine.
But it's all right.
I'll get better at keeping
secrets. He wears a mask anyway. Each to their own, but I don't need to see it through their glass doors or hear it next to my bedroom. They have an upside-down pineapple that goes up as decoration, and we know when they're expecting visitors.
Wow.
But you see, the upside-down pineapple, it's a bit like what? Are just swingers driving round the estate waiting to see a pineapple?
There it is.
There it is. There's the pineapple.
Can we find out more rules? Just for educational purposes.
I find that a bit strange.
So what they just do, just leave it out on the doorstep?
Yeah, what? And you just get some random swinger going past? I was just passing. I got some milk and I've come in because I've seen the pineapple.
It must be the same people.
They also have a pile of those old-fashioned gym mats stacked to their glass doors and they get to put them down on the floor. Nice. Easy wipe clean with a bit of disinfectant.
No,
like cross pattern. They, do you know what? These need their windows tinted.
Hold on, here we go. They are in their 70s, have had various operations for knee replacements and hip replacements. No wonder.
I bet. Whoa. Everything gets knocked.
So just say to Coulson, Coulson is right. From my experience with Next Door, there's also a TV program on it where they wear upside down little badges so other swingers know they're open to it. So that conundrum is actually quite concerning. If the mother-in-law is gifting pineapples and he's keeping them in the house, he may end up getting a load of knocks on the door from fellow local swingers.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Not on my house.
Test
on
it.
Some random as hell.
Just stick a pineapple on the step, very upside down, see what happens.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it, why not?
Not my house, do it to someone else. Do it to my neighbour.
Yeah. And then you can see...
Have you had anyone...
Knock on.
Yeah. Knock on. Hi, guys. Courtney. My name is Courtney. I'm from Bolton. I have a film question for you. What is your favourite subtitled film? Personally, I'm a big Bergman fan, so The Seventh Seal would be mine. I look forward to your answers. I watched The Seventh Seal the other day. It's a bit of chess. A
tough question, that.
It's half subtitles, that film that I mentioned in the gem.
Is it?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, French, we did like Old English. Boy, didn't we?
I'm thinking Old Boy, Parasite, Headhunters, Past Lives.
Headhunters.
Past Lives was very good. Headhunters, good.
That's a good four for you there. Isn't
yeah. There? Dan, just listen to the Switch Frodo ep.
Romance.
There you go. High tension.
Was High Tension?
Yeah, it's French. How do you not remember?
I just remembered it. It's so
the twist.
It's so brilliant. I remember thinking, I don't even need to read the subtitles to know what the story.
Did we watch that together?
I think we did.
I think that was the last film we ever watched together.
I think it might have been.
Dan, just listen to the Frodo ep. The bit about Adidas. It's pronounced Adidas, as the guy's name was Adidasler.
So I'm right. Adidas.
Adidas.
So you're wrong. Janice had a popcorn from Waterloo in Canada. Personal animal encounter. Well, sort of. Foxes are not out of the ordinary where we live. One night in the summer, a few snuck into our garden and stole a bunch of dog toys. We found them spread out all over our neighbourhood. Needless to say, your dog Cupcake was not impressed. Also, look what popped up on my directions when listening to the podcast. Manchester Road, 1 kilometre.
The interesting thing here is Janice...
fucking random, Janice.
Janice has sent us Manchester Road, which is obviously the city we all live in.
Does she mean that it just...
It says Manchester Road in Canada.
But the thing that concerns me, Jack, is on Waze, it shows that whoever is driving this car is 12 kilometres over the speed limit.
How does it say that?
They're doing 62 in a 50.
Oh, they are.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Janice,
I'm sorry, but we've got a lot of head of crime on the sofa land, haven't we?
And do you know what? Colson, as you know, is a policeman, so he'll be reporting you. Rob Allen, hi, Colson, Jack and Ben, and producer Henry. It's Rob Allen here from Newtown, Mid Wales. Following on from the episode with your favourite kids' programmes back in the day, I loved Rainbow with Ziggy and Bungle.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
You don't remember that,
Rainbow. I remember that.
And also Sooty and Sweep. Kids' programmes nowadays aren't what they were, with the exception of Bluey.
I don't know Bluey.
Is that dinosaur? Henry will know soon.
He's a dog, isn't he, Bluey?
I don't know.
Are you thinking of Blue's Clues?
No. Also, I think we need to hear more from producer Henry and maybe include him as the fourth rating. No way.
Not a chance.
His opinion on films. It won't be. Keep up the great work. Side note. Here we go. There's Jack's big note now.
Thanks for all your reviews. And if people want to get in touch and send us reviews, Jack, how can they do it if they want to do it on WhatsApp?
You pick up a phone and you type in 07457. 404612. If you're outside UK, drop an O, add a plus. 447457404612!
Before we leave you for this week's episode, obviously we will do a Would You Rather, but we just want to say now, if you are enjoying listening to On the Sofa, then we would really appreciate if you could leave us a rating on your podcast provider. Please stop what you're doing now. Give us 5 stars, leave us a few comments. But Ben, would you rather?
Here we go. Now, I got a bit of grief today from Jack saying the would you rathers had been shit.
How did you say
that? He said it exactly.
I said they haven't been difficult to work out within a matter of seconds of you saying them.
When did you say this morning?
Today, yeah. Nasty. I said, make sure that...
It's a valid point. Yeah. I'll take his point. Would you rather have your grandmother's hairstyle or her first name? Would you rather have your grandmother's hairstyle or first name?
Sheila.
Sheila? What's your grandma called?
Fanny.
He's shit.
Elsie.
Fanny Walsh.
Fanny Walsh. Yours is what?
Sheila Smith.
Elsie Price.
But she's got a full head of hair. She's got more hair than I have.
What would you go for?
She's
got like ginger perm.
Ginger perm?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Ginger perm.
I'm Sheila.
My other grandma had loads of big white hair and then she'd dye it sometimes a bit blue.
Did she?
Yeah. So would you go for...
You'd rather go Elsie.
Elsie. I think I'd have the name Sheila. Elsie. You'd go Sheila.
All right, Fanny.
I'd go Fanny. You gotta go Fanny.
I like it. Well, that's all we've got time for this week. We're back on Thursday where we're talking all things Little Miss Sunshine. So please do join us there as we sit down on the sofa to talk to you guys once again. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.